So, there are no losers in losing, only losers in not wanting to win. There are no losers in losing, only losers in not wanting to win. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. There are no losers in losing, only losers in not wanting to win. And this is not an unusual topic for us. It is a topic that we have used and said and expressed many, many times. If you want something bad enough, you will have all of your attention pointed to whatever it is that you want. If you want something bad enough, that sounds terrible too, you have all of your attention pointed to whatever it is you want. There are a lot of people in this world who get silly things. And they wonder why they get it, like they win sweepstakes, you know, or they get the most handsome man in the world and they don't appreciate him, or they get the most beautiful woman in the world and they don't appreciate her. They don't misuse their partner, but they don't appreciate the fact that that was what?
It.
That was what?
Their creation.
Reflection. Their creation, of course, but their reflection. That most beautiful girl in the world, the most beautiful, handsome guy in the world, that's their reflection. And they should realize that that's what it is and take advantage of it. Now, you see, they're losing. They're losers. And they teach themselves to lose, thinking that, oh, you know, I have this most handsome man and all the girls are chasing all the time. Or I have this beautiful wife and she's being adored by everyone wherever she goes, you know. Well, so are you, Buster, you know. So are you. The man with the woman with the man, they are equally sought after. But they don't pay attention to it. They don't even notice it, that they're being desired and wanted and all that other good stuff. You know, they're not even paying attention to that. So there are no losers in losing, only losers in not wanting to win. If you want to win, if you want to have a happy, successful, fulfilled, rewarding, enjoyable life, start realizing that you are a happy, successful, fulfilled, enjoyable, rewarding person. And when you are that kind of person, then what kind of life are you going to have? Speak up.
Happy, a wonderful, uplifting, great, successful, super califragilistic experience.
And you believe that?
Yeah.
And that's what you're experiencing right now?
Exactly.
Now, you heard that, everybody. You heard that. Okay, you're taking us out to dinner, Miss Wealthy, huh?
All right.
That didn't take much prompting, did it? But you see, if you're going to play the game, play the game. There are only losers in not wanting to win. Do you want to be a successful person? Then act like a successful person. Think like a successful person. Don't act like a loser. Because you're saying you want to be a loser, that you don't want to be successful. Always put forth the image of who and what you are and what it is that you want to experience and what's important to you. Now, Ingeborg, what's important to you?
Being happy.
Being happy. Now, how are you going to be happy?
I create myself being happy. It's a reflection of whom I am, surround myself.
And you see everybody in your world being happy.
Yes.
And it's easy for you to be happy that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see how that goes?
Exactly.
It's the way it works. And if you see unhappy people in your world, you can be sure you're very unhappy within yourself. And if you see happy people in your world, you can be sure that you are just as happy as can be. Now, why don't we do that? Why do we allow ourselves to think unhappy thoughts? Why do we allow ourselves to think that some things are not going just perfectly the way we want them to go? Why are we allowing ourselves to think that? Well, we allow ourselves to think that because that's the way we've been trained. That's the way we've been trained by our parents. Who do you think you are, the white-driven snow?
Yeah.
My sister used to always say that to me when I was being perfect. She'd say, "Who do you think you are, the white driven snow?" You know? And I'd say, "Whatever you say. Whatever you say. Whatever compliment you want to give me, I accept, you know." And so she didn't get the response she wanted. She wanted me to be humble and contrite and say, "No, no, I'm not. I'm really not. I'm just trying. I'm working at it. You know, I'm not there yet." But I never said that. I never said that because I always just ignored it. If you have to answer something that makes you look so superior to somebody else, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Just know it inside yourself. I mean, and just think to yourself, hey, sister, don't you realize you're that way too? Don't you realize that you're wonderful? But you see, you say that to them, and they think you're being uppity, you know, that you're being snooty and you're being better than they are. And all you're doing is giving them a compliment. All you're doing is saying, "I see you the way you see me. You see me having fun, enjoying myself, being fulfilled in every way. You see me that way, and that's the way I see you, you know? And you couldn't see me that way unless you were that way." You see, we've been taught to be losers. We've been taught to be humble. We've been taught, "Well, little boy, you certainly are a genius." "Yes, I am, aren't I?" "And you snotty little kid, how dare you talk like that?" "That's just the way he should talk. That's just the way he should talk." You know, madame?
Yeah.
You're buying a hat from me. And you have the most beautiful head of any woman I've ever seen. And you say that to all the women who come in here to buy hats. And I say, "Not all of them." "Most of them, yes, but especially you." Now, "And you also have a beautiful frame. Have you gone into our hosiery department, and have you gone into our dress department? You would just make everyone jealous with the way you wear your clothing. You know, you're such a glorious person. You just make clothing look good on you, you know. And, you know, you can't say too much, because then they think that you're trying to make a come on to them, you know. But you have to just be enough to let them know that you have good taste."
Yeah.
When you look at them and you see them beautiful, you have good taste. Now, every husband and every wife should delight that the husband and wife looks at other beautiful people, because they're only, not comparing, although that's what they're doing, they're only comparing and saying, "I've got the best, you know. These other women are beautiful and gorgeous, but I wouldn't know they were beautiful and gorgeous if I didn't have my wife as my what would you say? My comparison. I don't want to say comparison because we don't want to judge and compare. But
as my model.
As my model. There, that's very good. As my model, you know. So, is that right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
As my model.
Had it on the tip of my tongue.
Good. Well, spit it out sometimes. As my model. And as my model, what happens? As my model, they've got to be great because my wife's great. They've got to be great because my husband is such a fantastic man. My husband is from, what was that show we watched? The Whispers?
Oh, Love Comes Softly?
Love Comes Softly. I was in the ballpark with Whispers, you know. Love Comes Softly. What?
No.
Love Comes Softly. That's the one. Where this guy was such a gentle fellow from the very beginning. When he went over to see this woman who had just lost her husband, and when he tried to help her through the difficult days, I mean, he was just always totally pure, totally honorable, totally good. And you think to yourself, why did he lose his wife if he was so fantastic? Well, the reason perhaps that he lost his wife was that he did for her in a very short time what she had to do, and so she moved on to her next dimension. She finished her work that she wanted to come here for. You see, not everybody marries Mr. Fantastic, you know. Not everybody. And even this girl didn't realize how she was going to get him to say, you know, "Come and be with me." And she finally wrote a note, and the note got lost. But it got found in time. It got found in time. But you see, she wasn't a loser. She wasn't a loser. She was a winner in every sense of the word. If she had never had anything more to do with him but got on the train and went home, she would have been the winner, because she would have known perfect love, if you could say that. She would have known a man with integrity, a man with honesty and purity, a man who respected it, that's the word, who had great respect for womanhood. Wow. If every man could just take that as a model, you know, for them, how fantastic that would be. Really glorious. Think about this. There are no losers in losing, only losers in not wanting to win. And it's about time that we start wanting to win. That we start wanting to do all the things that delight us and make us happy and make us feel fulfilled and rewarded. Because that's the way it works. That's the way the principle works. Are you ready to come softly?
Yes, done. I'm
done.
Here.
You're here. Okay. Well, just remember, there are no losers in losing, only losers in not wanting to win. So, I love you, and I love you, and I love you.
I love you.